if I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. Sugar and spice.
Oh yeah, I feel nice like sugar and spice. Where I'm with my good buddy John Mahoney, a.k.a. Social Media 305. Johnny, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Great to be here.
Hey, okay. Now, listen, I've been having my phone popping here, and it's because all of the notices that I put up on social media have been happening and popping and registering on my phone, and that's what makes Buffer really good. It helps me pre-program my social media content so it goes out when I need it to.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And it keeps it simple. It allows you to do business, be really kind of community-oriented, but while you're also focused on exactly where you're, for lack of a better word, where your bread and butter is. You know?
Now, Johnny, we talked about the Buffer app. What are some of the platforms you use the Buffer app to help you process?
With the Buffer app specifically, I use it for LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And, you know, I'm in the business, so I'm a very active person to begin with. It is my business to be out there talking, communicating, creating this type of content. So in that aspect, you know, I can really personally bounce back and forth in real time through these platforms. And if you look, like, with a Buffer app or with any app, Facebook doesn't really allow it to move through the feed because it's a third-party app. So what happens is like with Twitter, it goes direct out there. Everybody sees it. LinkedIn goes direct out there. Everybody sees it. But one thing you want to do and you always want to remember in regards to Facebook, you really want to go direct to Facebook to put your content out there. And with the technology that we all have in our hands, you know, the iPhones, the Galaxies, and all these smartphones, you can really run and manage your Facebook page from your phone, which means even though you're buffering your content from your blog or your website, if you do go to a great restaurant or you're at a cool conference, there's no reason for you not to check in with your phone via your Facebook business page. So not really kind of using Jim Fried, but Fried on Business is at Sonesta Coconut Grove, or Fried on Business is at the CCIM conference. And that's when you put a picture out there, you check in, and what happens is because you're using the Facebook platform directly, Facebook will show you or show that content to more people. And if you look at your Facebook page, you'll see the views. So if you look at, let's say, a Buffer post, you're only going to get 1, 2, 10 likes, and maybe you get 100 views. But if you go direct from your phone to Facebook, now all of a sudden your views are 350, 400 people. Your likes are 20 or 30. And that's because Facebook wants you using their platform. You know, they, like Google, are, you know, a media company. They have to stay in business. So they can't have the likes of a Buffer or a Hootsuite or a TweetDeck pumping out content, because that means there's no point in actually going to Facebook. You follow what I'm saying?
I totally follow it. I'm actually taking notes, Johnny, and I hope other people are too. Do Facebook direct, but the business outlets, Twitter and LinkedIn, that's what Buffer's really best for. And I've got to have you help me put my Facebook page and stuff like that. You got to help me out there. It's going to be really cool. I can't wait to do that. Now, I want to say a special shout out because we just got a tweet from we just got a text from one of my good friends, Tommy from the Marlins. I'm going to tell Tommy that I can't wait to see him on opening day. It was great to see him when I was over there the other day with John Albert getting my tickets. I saw Billy the Marlin out when I was at the Polo Club matches out in, Wellington, a couple of weeks ago. It's really exciting. I really can't wait to get all fired up. We got the Marlins ad on this week with my favorite song, Miami Marlins, and I am getting ready to dive in. So, Tommy, high five out to you, Johnny. So, when I'm going to the Marlins game on Monday, I got to be doing Facebook Direct, you're telling me.
Yeah, absolutely. Facebook has a separate app for pages. So you could just go to your app, search app, and just go to Facebook Pages app. Download that, and it'll give you access to your page. So, like, when you went to Wellington to the Polo matches, one, those photos you want to put on freedombusiness.com, freedombusiness.com, but the Freedom Business Facebook page.
Sure.
And also, check in. So that way, when you're physically posting that photo, it is checking you into the Wellington Polo Field. And that right there is really, really important. Facebook loves it when you do that. You'll get a ton of views. And the Wellington Polo Club gets notified. Freedom Business just checked in. So not only do they see that Jim Freed's here, but they see Freedom Business is here, and that's how these connections are made.
Johnny, you man, know? You're like giving out pearls of wisdom, dude. Gold. I mean, keep on rolling,
it's
bud.
It's what I do, dude. It's what I do, you know?
Well, geez, you're the man.
Yeah.
You're the man.
I accidentally got involved in this social media thing, and what happened was I just started meeting some of the top people in Miami, and that right there was worth its weight in gold. It's not just about, hey, let's pump our content and let's brag about our own company, but it's about being part of the community. And that's how businesses come about. Look how long you and I know each other.
Yeah, I know. It's been great for me. It's absolutely been great.
It's been great for me, too. I've had a lot of fun. But that is specifically because I was out there using Facebook. And then one of your friends said, hey, you should meet this guy, Jim. And now look at us. So it really does work. But you really need to be part of the community, and it can't be, hey, let me brag about my business. If you want to brag about your business, go get an infomercial and a 1-800 number. But if you want to be part of the community, let everybody know where you are. You know, if you're having lunch in Brickell, hey, we're having lunch in Brickell. We're at Ocean Air today. And check in on Facebook and talk to the restaurant through Twitter. And then what you do is you can say, listen, we were discussing this over lunch at Ocean Air, and here's the blog post, and then you put that out on LinkedIn.
Wow, John, that's just pearls of wisdom. D, how much more time do I got here with Johnny? D is forgetting. He's talking to Larry. You remember Larry. Larry's the guy who's the real fist that brings it down hard here at 8 a.m. D, how much more time do I got left on this segment? D, how much more time do we got left on the segment? Oh, we got plenty of time, Johnny, a whole 3 minutes. So listen,
awesome.
John, who are some of the clients that you're working with now on your social media campaigns?
I work with really in the hospitality and event industry.
Okay.
So I work with a few catering companies. I work with a few event locations. And it's really been really towards the event side, especially this year. Once we went into September and October, I mean, it absolutely just took off. But mainly what I enjoy to do and where I think it's best for companies is the consulting and education. Because, you know, a lot of companies have outsourced their social media to us. But when I deal with, like, an event company, they might have 10 employees that are doing 6 events in one night. So it's not about, hey, here's a picture, here's a picture, here's a picture. You know, we want this brand to be on location. Hey, we're at this hotel. We're at this Gaia. We're at this building. You know, whether it's like a building opening or a VIP event in a design district, I want those employees to really be the voice of their own company. You know, it's the name of the game. You know, it's a voice. So that's what we like to do, the consulting, the education, and that's where the company and the brands get the longevity of social media.
Now,
it's very important.
Now, Johnny, if people want to find you, and this is the part that's going to be absolutely hilarious because it totally backs into everything that you're doing, how do they reach you?
You can very simply just search social media 305 on any platform. Put it into the internet, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, do whatever you want, and we'll pop up there. But if they need something a little bit more old school, my telephone number is 305-710-2273.
Hey, Johnny, you were pretty good, but we still got a lot of Jets fans out there, so go a little slow for them and give me that phone number and the handles again.
305-710-2273.
All right.
Call or text me anytime.
Johnny, you're the best. I want to thank John Mahoney, Social Media 305, for calling in and helping us with our social media outlook and tips today. Johnny, thanks so much. High five. Hashtag high five to you, Johnny.
Hashtag high five, man. It's always a great time. Thank you, Jane.